We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
50% righteousness.
Your annual year, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
Okay, more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, USA.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes,
good morning.
Friday on this 3-day weekend. Good morning.
It is a 3-day weekend. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. weekend.
That's right.
So Monday we got off.
Yep, we celebrate his birthday Monday. I think federal buildings are closed. Some schools are closed, but I think that's about it. It's not like some of the other holidays where everything is closed, I believe.
I don't know who closed, but I know who not open. Us.
We are definitely not open.
What's happening? How y'all feeling? How was y'all nights last night, Angela Yee?
What did I do? I worked yesterday. I had some calls with Whole Foods. You know, I do my coffee company, and they're going to expand us into some more Whole Foods. So that's exciting news.
Dope.
For my coffee uplifts people. And then I was at our juice bar.
Dope. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What about you, Envy? What did you do last night?
I have a newborn in the crib, so it's watching the newborn. Yesterday, when I took the newborn to the doctor for her doctor's appointment, the doctor told me the newborn wasn't eating enough. Meaning, you know, when the baby sleeps 3-4 hours, usually as a, you know, a parent, you're excited and hyped. You're like, yes, you got 4 hours of rest. But now the doctor said, no, you know, wake the baby up every 2 hours and make sure the baby eats. So I was
That's right. You got breasts. You got breast envy. Mm-mm. Should have ate the placenta so mm-hmm. you could breastfeed your daughter.
No,
help out.
No, she doesn't want my breast. But yeah, so while mom and the babies were out handling everything else, I was watching little baby Peyton. And like I said, every 2 hours. And that's why I watch so many TV shows now, because I'm up with the baby all day long. So all I do is watch Netflix. I watch whatever it is. I watch every TV show. So
you're supposed to be watching the baby.
Well, the baby's in my arms. The baby's in my arms.
Oh.
Watching TV,
What about when you get
TV
excited?
What
about when you be like, oh, they're not selling no houses? And you throw you get too excited. You might throw the baby.
The baby be doing the same thing. She be like, so I've been on serious baby duty while the wife takes care of a lot of business, which I'm having fun because me and the baby are bonding, and I love it. Like, you know, this is the final baby for me. I don't, you know, I'm going to get a vasectomy. Me and Charlamagne been talking about it.
Same.
This is the last one for me, so I'm trying to enjoy every moment. I haven't been doing a lot of outside work because, you know, this is the time where you only get this experience you know, this is my last time with this experience. So I'm really enjoying it. Mine too.
So you see. We'll see. We'll see.
Nah,
guys.
Nah, for real, for real.
You know, those things are
ain't no we'll
effective.
See.
Nah, ain't no we'll see.
So no, this I'm getting a vasectomy too.
Yeah, so this is the last
I got
last
the 3-month-old at home. Mm-hmm. Me and Envy going to be around here throwing up the V like the Vulcan sign. Like we Spock.
That's right.
Vasectomy, baby. I'm getting snipped.
So I'm enjoying
soon.
It. I'm loving every moment of it. I'm loving changing poo-poo pampers. I'm loving the belching the baby, burping the baby. I'm loving everything. Taking a bath, washing
actually,
the baby.
Today
I'm loving it all.
Today would have been a good day for us to get a vasectomy because it's going in the Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. So we would have had those 3 days to recover.
Nah, I'm trying to relax, man. What you talking about, man?
That's the whole point. I thought you got to relax after you get your cable cut off.
I'm taking some days off of work. I ain't taking no federal holiday. I ain't gonna take
now,
a day.
I thought
day
you guys had
off.
To. I thought you guys had to. You know how many times? Like
ejaculate
15
20
times.
20 times. You have to ejaculate.
Yeah, that's gonna take me 9 months. So I'm not even
relaxing.
Yeah, that's going to take me 9 months to do.
So Charlamagne and I are
going
to
worry about that.
We're going to go together. We're going to do it on the show on OWN.
Go together to do what?
Get a vasectomy. Brothers with...
That's a terrible segue. I talking about ejaculating 20 times.
I thought the 20 times.
Me and Charlamagne going to go together to ejaculate 20 times. What are you talking about?
We're going
to
do it on...
Y'all go together.
OWN, Revolt, or BET.
No, we're not. That's a damn lie.
Brothers with the V. We're going to go get a vasectomy together. You know, they're going to snip our balls. Then they're going to burn our balls. And we're going to ice our balls together. It's going to be a show. We're going to do it good, man.
I'm getting a vasectomy, but I'm not. It's not going to be a show. You know that ain't even my style.
You guys
style.
Should
ain't
do nothing, it on OnlyFans.
We're going to do it together.
Nah.
All right.
Well, can we start the show now, please?
Well, Gunna will be joining us today. We're going to kick it with Gunna. His album is out right now, so we're going to talk to Gunna in a little bit. So I'm excited about that.
DS Forever.
All right. And we got on Front Page News. What are we talking about?
Yes. So let's talk about Joe Biden. He plans executive action on police reform. Because the issue has been stalled. He has made some promises. Let's see if he can keep any of them.
All right. Well, let's kick off the show with a world premiere. This is Chris Brown. This is new music. It's called Iffy. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pinky ring, we're about to be deep. Two-tone, my Lambo, that's drippy. But I left the bottle, now she tipsy. Can't trust these cocktails.
All right. New Chris Breezy, Iffy. If you missed it, we're going to play it every hour on the hour. All right, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get into front page news. Now, quickly, of course, the playoffs start this weekend, NFL. Now, tomorrow, the Bengals take on the Raiders. Also tomorrow, Bills take on the Patriots. Eagles take on the Buccaneers Sunday. Cowboys 49ers Sunday. Cardinals, Rams, and Steelers Chiefs. All right. Now, what else we got, Yeezy?
And I do want to say that the Super Bowl is happening February 13th, and it is supposedly still going to take place in Inglewood in California. So that's the plan.
Yeah, February 13th. FYI, yeah, Charlamagne, if you're thinking about going, I would book your hotels now because they're all sold out.
Listen, if my Dallas Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl, trust and believe, Lenard McKelvey's going to find a way to make it to the Super Bowl too. Mm-hmm. Okay?
All right, now Joe Biden plans to sign executive actions on police reform this month, as early as this month, according to people familiar with the plans. So that is him trying to follow through with the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, which stalled on Capitol Hill after they tried to create a bipartisan measure, and that did not work out. And so this is something that Joe Biden's administration promised they would do. And in addition to voting rights and policing, they're considering ways to resurrect Biden's Build Back Better package, either by cutting down some of that legislation or separating it into two bills, according to sources.
Well, to me, it's all performative until it's not. Biden hasn't gotten any campaign promises done, and his support among black voters is at an all-time low. That's not an opinion. It's a fact. Quinnipiac University poll has his black approval rating at 57%, down significantly from 78% in April. The midterm elections of this year, and Democrats want to keep control of the House and Senate in the midterms, and now they want to act like they're moving on police reform. I'll believe it when I see it. Period.
And the Supreme Court has also blocked Joe Biden's COVID requirements for businesses, but they did uphold healthcare workers' mandates. So that would ensure that workers are vaccinated against COVID or that they wear masks and get tested weekly. Now, they did Joe Biden called on businesses to institute their own vaccination requirements, noting that a third of Fortune 100 companies have already done so. So what they did estimate is making sure that employees, and if you have 100 or more employees at your company, that would require them to get vaccinated or wear those masks, like I said, and show negative COVID test results. They said that would have covered nearly 80 million U.S. workers, saved over 6,500 lives, and prevented 250,000 hospitalizations in the next 6 months. But the court's conservative majority said the administration was going too far in imposing this requirement on the nation's businesses. So it got shot down, except for healthcare workers. All right, and that is your front page news.
And we got to talk about the U.S. and what's going on with North Korea and what's going on with Russia, too, because it just seems like nobody has respect for the U.S. right now. They said they got to chill out with those missiles. North Korea sent a couple more missiles this morning.
They always do that.
There's a lot going on, but it's just to the point now. What do we do? What do we do? But I guess we'll talk about it later.
Turn to God. Pray.
Pray. That's it.
Let go and let God. Mm. I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm tired of that. 2022 is all about disconnecting with everything and reconnecting with your higher power. That's why I thank God for it all. Take a deep breath for everybody out there who can't and give it all to God. That's how I feel.
All right.
Dead serious.
All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you...
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Darnell.
Darnell, what up? Get it off your chest, brother.
I want to say happy birthday to my lady, LaWanna. Today is her birthday. I just want to say I love her so much. Hope she married me one day.
One day?
Yeah.
You going to propose?
Oh, wow. Did you propose? What? Yeah.
Yeah, she's asleep now, so yeah, I will be later. It's a secret. Not now, but Charlamagne, you're right. Let go and let God.
Yes, sir.
I thank y'all for y'all help. Y'all keep me focused. Y'all keep me woke at work in the morning. I'm just hyped to be here. My first time calling, and I got through.
Okay. Well,
man, enjoy. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, King.
Right, I appreciate y'all. Congratulations, Angela.
Thank you.
He's all over the place.
And
but
happy birthday,
enjoy your
happy
wife's birthday.
To Luan. Happy birthday to Luana.
Lola.
Have a good one, brother. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Kay.
Hey, Kay, get it off your chest.
Every kiss begins with K.
I just want to say, first of all, I love you guys so much. But secondly, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say that my heart goes out to any woman that is with any man that is not treating her right, physically, anything like that. I was with someone for over 7 years that they just treated me so bad. I don't even want to get into it. But I just want to let people know that it's okay and that if you keep trying, no matter how many times, you will get away. And now I'm with the love of my life, and he treats me as a queen.
Okay.
Congratulations.
I'm so happy to hear that, queen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You
so
deserve
much,
it.
Guys. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You guys. Have a good day.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Sheboba. I'm Daigo Warrior's cousin.
Daigo okay. Warrior?
Yeah. Wait, I had called yesterday. You guys don't remember me?
No.
But you good. But good morning to everyone. But I just wanted to ask Charlamagne something. So I guess you guys can kind of like all agree that the unity in America, it's not where it needs to be, right?
Mm-hmm. Never has been.
Cool. All right, cool. I honestly feel one step towards that direction. I'm a black man myself, so I know what I'm about to see. It's about to sound crazy, but I think we need to stop calling ourselves African-American and get start calling ourselves American that is from African descent. You know, I just feel like when we start putting African, Chinese, Mexican-American, any of that stuff in front of American, we, you know, subconsciously start putting ourselves in our own little bubble. You know, we automatically telling the world, hey, I'm different from you. Majority of Americans.
So do you think everybody else should do that? Italian Americans, Chinese Americans.
I would say if you're from that actual country and came to America, yeah, you can call yourself Italian American, African American, yeah. But if you're born on American soil, just call yourself American that is from African descent. I'm not telling anybody to discredit or disown their heritage, nothing like that. But I feel that would be a good step in direction to help unify us. I know that's going to take some time, but I just feel like that's just one way in that direction.
Do you think that's going to get rid of systemic oppression and systemic racism if we just start calling ourselves American? You think that'll dismantle this white supremacist system we're in?
I don't think it will. I can think with time, you know, like because, you know, it's a new generation. And, you know, as long as we keep teaching them, you know, better values and stuff like that, eventually they're going to grow up with their own mindset, with their own, you know, their own will to decide, you know what my parents taught me is kind of messed up. You know, I experienced the world more. I got more experience. I leveled up. You know what? When my parents taught me was crazy, I'm going to go this route instead. It's all going to take time.
I'm just listening, brother. I'm not opposed to what you're saying. I'm just listening.
All right, brother. Well, you have a good one. Have a good weekend, brother.
You too, player.
It's just so many systems, man. You got classism and racism and sexism. It's just so many ways to, you know, put us in different brackets. And hey, I like being in a different bracket. I like being black, personally.
All right.
I don't know if I can let that go.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Ronnie from the Bronx. How y'all doing this morning?
Ronnie from the Bronx, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Listen, I work in one of the busiest hospitals of New York State. We are getting treated like crap here as far as not getting any hazard pay. Nurses, doctors, clerks, we get shit on all the time. Abused by patients, abused by everybody. And I just read that Joe Biden is sending help, military help, for hospitals that don't even need the help, that see 3-4 patients in an ER night. While here, I work here, and we see up to 200 patients a night.
Wow.
In one of the busiest emergency rooms in New York State. when I tell you guys, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. I have to sit here and watch people do drugs, sell drugs, dealing with COVID we had to deal with. All the patients dying practically in front of our faces. It's hard, and administrative don't give two S's about us. It's horrible. And then Joe Biden is sending this aides to military, to like Newark Hospital, North Central Hospital, but they forget about Ground Zero, which is here. It's hard.
And
it's hard.
I am so sorry to hear that. I know it has to be hard for you to get up and go into work every day and get treated like that.
Every day. I worked here 19 years.
Wow.
19 years.
Wow.
Has this been the worst time?
Yes. I mean, I've survived swine flu, Ebola, the Zika virus, bed bugs, anything you could throw at us, we've survived. And we always get the short end of the stick.
I hate it. I hate how America treats its public servants. America treats its public servants the way it treats its military veterans, like teachers, hospital workers. Y'all should have the best of the best. Y'all should have a unlimited amount of resources. Y'all should have access to everything. Like, y'all are the people on the front lines, you know, protecting our community, educating our community. So I don't even know what to say to you other than to send you healing energy. And, you know, yes, I just hope things get better for you soon.
I mean, I could tell y'all behind the scenes, but, yo, it is disgusting. I just had to yell at a homeless person for being behind the desk when he wasn't supposed to be.
Wow.
It's horrible. It's horrible, man. You don't even understand, guys. And I'm so glad I got to speak to you guys this morning. I listen to you guys every morning. Yo, Charlamagne, I cannot, like, rest until I hear you say yo, 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 or go to bed. Until I hear the doctor the other day.
Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate that, Queen.
Your service.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
16 hours a day, almost every day. And I'm not a nurse. I'm not a doctor. I'm a little person on the totem pole, but I do the most.
Well, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Hold on. Let me get your Cash App, man. I'm going to send you a little something, buy you lunch or something, man. Maybe I can. I'm going to send a little something for lunch. Maybe you could buy you and one of your coworkers some lunch or something. You know, I'm just a struggling radio personality, but I'm going to send a little something.
I appreciate you, and please, I bought your books, but I would
No, leave your Cash App.
You're going to laugh. Don't laugh, though. Hashtag RUNMEMYMONEY 723. Run me my money.
Hold on. Run me my money. Hold on. Let me make sure now. RUNMEMY money 723.
Run me my money 723.
I like that Cash App.
And you said it's a hashtag before?
No.
It can't be a hashtag, right?
It's a dollar sign.
Dollar sign. And what's the name? 723.
When I go to the Cash App, what name will it be under?
I'm going to just say my initials, R-A.
Okay. R-A. All right. I got you.
Run me my money. I got you. Thank you, Mama.
Run me my money 723.
All righty, Mama.
I got you. I'm going to send you something for lunch today.
Okay, have a good one. Run me my money 723. I might have to take run me my money 724. I don't know. I like that. All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and in another random story of the day, Kanye West is being investigated for allegedly punching a man in the face for asking for an autograph.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Big Friday. It's Big Friday.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kendrick Lamar and Dave Free are producing a comedy movie alongside the South Park creators. They've signed on to produce a live-action comedy film for Paramount. And yes, so we're looking forward to that. It's going to be written by Vernon Chapman, who's a stand-up comedian who also voices South Park characters. The film will tell the story of a Black man who works as a slave reenactor at a living history museum. During his internship, the man learns that he is a descendant of slaves who were once owned by his white girlfriend's ancestors.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. I don't know if y'all realize how amazing that sounds. First of all, you got the creators of South Park and Kendrick Lamar. Those are three of the best, you know, creatives I've ever witnessed in my life in their respective field. So for them to come together and tell this story, I can't wait. I can't wait.
All right, now Degrassi, a new series has been greenlit at HBO Max, The Next Generation. That is going to be streaming in the spring. So it's going to be over 10 episodes of Degrassi that will chart the painful high school experience of self-discovery by following a group of Toronto students and faculty coping with events that both bring them together and tear them apart. It's going to debut next year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to be dope because now they got like great inspiration because, you know, the kid that was in the wheelchair is now one of the biggest superstars in the world musically. That'll inspire a whole new generation of the Degrassi kids.
Man,
you think they'll make
mouth?
That a storyline?
What you got in your mouth, man?
My tongue and an egg white.
There you go. All right, go ahead, Yee.
All right, and HBO Max is also developing a series about Wall Street's first Black millionaire. So that should be, they got a lot going on at HBO Max. But right now it's titled The Other Hamilton, and it tells the story of Jeremiah Hamilton, a true story, a Haitian immigrant who turned Wall Street tycoon in the 1800s, who became one of the first Black millionaires using questionable, often illegal methods like scamming insurance companies, capitalizing on others' losses. But he earns the moniker Prince of Darkness. And it's based on the book Prince of Darkness, The Untold Story of Jeremiah G. Hamilton, Wall Street's First Black Millionaire.
So basically, he did what everybody else on Wall Street was doing.
Correct.
Like, he did what every other white person on Wall Street was doing.
But they call him the Prince of Darkness. Yeah, but yeah, he's been doing
everything. Yeah, he's the Prince of Darkness because he's a Black person who got into... That's right. He got into that white man's system and finessed it for himself, just like all the rest of them were doing. But he's the Prince of Darkness.
I can't wait to see it, though.
All right, New Atlanta Season 3 teaser has come out. And it's weird. You have to see it. We're not going to play it because it's more visual. Mm-hmm. But season 3 is just over 2 months away, and they're appearing in like some product ads. So there you go. You know, I'm looking forward to season 3. I love that show. So get ready for that March 24th. And The Godfather of Harlem has been renewed for a season 3 also by Epix. That is Forrest Whitaker's led series. So that's a 10-episode third season. So congratulations to them. It was a very strong second season. It was their best performing season of all time, according to the network.
Okay.
And yes. All right, now let's get into some Kanye
news.
Congrats
to all of them.
Ye is being investigated in an alleged misdemeanor battery incident, and that is for allegedly punching a man. They said he was involved in a verbal disagreement, and the argument is allegedly to have eventually grown into a physical incident. And according to the report, they said that Ye is alleged to have pushed someone, and then they said he punched somebody who wanted an autograph. Here is some audio that TMZ has.
And I'm protecting us
no,
now.
Get away from me.
I'm protecting us now.
Hang on hands.
I am your family.
Hang on hands.
I am your family. Give me your hand. Give me your hand.
Hang on
your
hand. No. Hi, you were supposed to talk to her.
Why did he just do that?
No, you were supposed to talk
what is wrong with him?
All right, so there's another video that shows after the man was punched, they said he was laid out on the ground, and then that's when Kanye was yelling.
I don't believe it. Kanye's done a lot of, you know, wild stuff throughout the years.
I've never heard of him doing something like that.
Nobody. Exactly. Kanye will yell and he'll scream and he'll be sweating and all that other stuff. I ain't never see Kanye putting no hands on nobody. He ain't doing that.
Even if he thought he was having a mental episode?
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe he did that.
Well, his new girlfriend, Julia Fox, has shared some things on Nikki Takesha's Spotify podcast, Forbidden Fruits. And she talked about Kanye and his mental space.
I mean, with the mental health thing, it's like, okay, Ye has been open about his mental health struggles, and I feel like I have been as well. And
we all have, as we should be.
Exactly.
And
I feel like we need to like destigmatize it and stop shaming us. Like, what the hell? We didn't ask born this way.
Does she have a new movie coming out?
No, she's dating Kanye right now.
I have no idea.
All right. In addition to that, she said she's heard some of Kanye's new music.
It's honestly just an honor to be in the presence and to be able to witness
this.
history happening, like even being in the studio with him in Future and listening to the new songs, which, by the way, are insane. That's really cool.
Does she have a book coming out?
Her telling me that the music is insane lets me know the music is trash. But listen, we go back to the mental health part? Like,
yes.
I'm a person who suffers from anxiety and depression. Y'all know that. All of us, if we're being real, have some type of mental health issues. But acknowledging that you have them and seeking help for them are two different things. You still have to go do the work. You got to go to therapy. You got to see a psychiatrist. You know, get on medication if you need to. You can't just run around projecting your issues on people and saying you got mental problems. You have to go out there and actually seek healing.
Yeah, but I will say
that's
this.
What I would.
I
that's
will
my
say
advice.
This. Now, if you see the video of Kanye West in New York City and you see the brother walking up to Kanye with his hand in his pocket and Kanye's like, yo, take your hand out your pocket. Like, even though Kanye's a billionaire, he's still a man at the end of the day and he still wants to protect himself. So we don't know what happened in L.A. Maybe that guy got a little too close and Kanye pushed him off of him. But you never know. And Kanye has that right. Like, don't get too close to me. He might feel that way. When I seen that video of the dude with his hand in his pocket and Kanye was like, yo, take your hand out your pocket. It shows you. Don't get it twisted. Kanye's still from Chicago. Kanye's a billionaire, but he got to protect himself and his people. But I don't know what happened, but, you know, he's still a man.
Well,
that's
right,
two different issues.
But we don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's two different issues. I was just talking about the mental health thing, responding to her. Mm. But in regards to Kanye just needs security. He can't walk around by himself. Like he's on his regular man thing where he's, you know, showing up places by himself. You can't do that. You Kanye West. You worth a few billion dollars. Act like it.
All right. Well, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes. And if you get COVID, there is a chance that your penis will shrink.
All right. Well, that's iffy. Now, let's get into Chris Brown's new record, Iffy. Right now, it's a worldwide exclusive. We're playing it every hour on the hour. And front page news is next.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Naomi McDuffie is a girl who knows exactly where she's going in life, but she's about to find out that nothing is what it seems. Tuesday on The CW from Ava DuVernay comes the can't-miss new series, Naomi. Don't believe everything you think and don't miss Naomi. Tuesday, 9, 8 Central, only on The CW.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news. All right, now this weekend, playoffs start. All right, now tomorrow, the Raiders take on the Bengals. Bills take on the Patriots on Sunday. 49ers, Cowboys, Eagles, Buccaneers, Steelers, Chiefs. And on Monday, Rams take on the Cardinals. Now, what else we got, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about COVID penis. Now, some people are saying that it can cause your penis to shrink. One man actually was going through it. He wrote into Slate's How to Do It podcast to get advice about his penis allegedly shrinking by 1.5 inches after contracting COVID. Now, here is what doctors are saying about this. Dr. Charles Welliver responded, and here's what he said.
COVID is, of course, you know, the massive respiratory symptoms that leads to a lot of the deaths. But there's also pretty significant vascular issues that occur with guys. And studies have actually shown that both guys can get priapism, the prolonged erection that's dangerous in its own right. And the guys can also get ED from getting COVID. So it can kind of go both directions with these vascular events. But when guys get ED, they get a lack of good erections for a while, right? That's why it's defined. But when that happens, they actually do get some shrinkage. We do know that guys get some shrinking. So you can kind of connect the dots through that.
Charlamagne, you call COVID shrinkage?
I don't know. I never had a big penis to begin with. I'm 7 inches and 3/4, 8 inches in the summertime, about 2-3 inches of girth. So yeah, I never pay attention to stuff like that.
Doesn't affect
you. Is it a long-term thing, though? Like, does the penis grow back?
Can you imagine if it shrunk 1.5 inches? You would be... Sheesh. But, well, I guess I would compare it to, it's kind of probably too early to tell. You know, who knows? I don't think it's a permanent thing they're saying right now, but they're still studying that. So it's kind of like when you go to the gym and you've been working out, and if you can't work out your penis, maybe it shrinks.
What?
I bet you if COVID was a human, COVID sitting back like, y'all blaming me for a lot of stuff that I don't got nothing to do with. Okay. How all of a sudden COVID messes with your penis and causes your penis to shrink? Everything going to be COVID? I know y'all want us to go out there and get these vaccines. I know y'all need more people to go out there and get these vaccines, but damn.
I ain't going to lie. If I had the vaccine, I'd definitely get it now, but I got it already, but I definitely would have got it.
This is what it took?
And why COVID?
I mean, I got it anyway, but it ain't going to shrink my penis.
Nah, they would have to prove it. I need a larger study size. I need more people telling me that their penis shrank because of COVID. I ain't never heard that side effect, but I guess nobody would admit to that, right?
Nope.
No, I think, well, they said it's because of vascular issues, and they said there actually have been a number of cases that show men who've suffered from this, and if a lack of erections for a while, you get some shrinkage. So that's basically what it is, erectile dysfunction leading to you not having an active penis, leading to shrinkage. It kind of makes sense. All right, now Navient has settled a lawsuit. We all have gotten those Navient letters in the mail, right? And that's for student loans. Mm-hmm. And we hate when we see that envelope that says Navient on the front of it. But the student loan company, they're alleging, was acting in a predatory manner when giving loans to borrowers who were accumulating billions in debt, an amount that they could likely never pay back. And so now they've canceled $1.7 billion in student debt for nearly 66,000 people after reaching a settlement in that lawsuit. They said Navient aimed to saddle certain types of students with private loans, which were very profitable for the company. Many of these students went to for-profit schools that didn't have high graduation and job placement rates, and they purposely gave those private loans to borrowers so they could get more federally guaranteed loans. So that's that.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Gunna will be joining us. His album is out right now, so we're going to kick it with Gunna. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yeah, and it's smelling like a good grade or something green.
It's Gunna.
You dig.
What's up, Gunna?
What's going on? How you doing?
Congratulations on the album.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother.
I'm glad you're here, too, man, because I need to be explained. I need to know what P is. I've been trying to use it. I think I'm using it out of context, though.
Well, before you explain how you use it, use it in a sentence. Let me hear.
Waking up early in the morning, that ain't P.
What?
If you get into the money, it is.
It's depend on what you're doing early in the morning. Like.
Okay.
If you're waking up early in the morning to pee, that ain't pee. But if you're going to get money,
you must be pushing pee. Because that's how it goes.
Okay.
Like, if I wake up and in my backyard, the beach, that's pee.
That's pee. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you woke up early in the morning to a beach, that was pee.
Okay.
It's simply play, but you also can just like use it in the other ways. Like, I ain't like how he did that. That wasn't P.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so P is just short for player.
It could be.
Okay.
Like it start with player, but then when you just start pushing it, like when you just start to push a P, it's like everything I'm doing is really just P. Like, you
gotcha,
know what I'm
gotcha,
saying?
Gotcha,
I came
gotcha.
In. He said I'm sharp today.
That coat.
Said I'm sharp this
yeah.
morning.
Did you have
I'm
to get all that early. For coming to New York? Because, you know, I know it's not as cold in Atlanta like it is here.
Well, they told me it was cold, so I had to be prepared.
Gunna be wearing furs in Atlanta. I've been seeing Gunna wearing Ming in Atlanta.
Oh, God.
Gunna's always good money, wherever.
Y'all some dressing ass niggas, man. Y'all got stylists out here. When did that shit start? That started in middle school for y'all? When does it start?
I actually been, like, dressing since a kid. Like, you asked my mama, she said I used to change clothes, like, 3 times a day. I ain't got nowhere to go, though.
Just on clothes weekly, just on clothes. I've never seen you wearing the same thing twice.
I just care. I mean, I don't like to show the same thing twice. No.
Yeah,
but I might spend maybe like $15,000 a week if I'm just like having something to do. Like this week, like last week, I've been probably just splurging because it's album.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make sure I'm just sharp every time you see me.
I didn't think you was gonna make it there this morning. We seen the video the other day with you on the private jet. Having a problem with the pilot. So what happened? But you did make it. But so what happened? Did y'all solve that problem or y'all had to get another pilot?
We for sure had to get a new pilot.
Did Drake send the plane like you said?
He was about to. I was finna use it. I said, I already fine. I ain't gonna use the car yet, bro. Just, but he did reach out like a player. He like, bro, anything y'all need, you know, I'm sent Travis. Travis reached out to, like, bro, you know, you can get my plane. I got some real rich friends.
Yeah, you got some real rich friends.
I got some real rich friends, you know.
Damn. They feel good. Like, my flight got canceled. I got to find another airline.
Luda called me one time. He was like, you need my plane. One time he called me, but other than that, I ain't got no friends like that.
But you know why I respect that? Because all of y'all going to need each other at some point. They might want you for a feature.
Right.
You know what I mean? Might want you to come out to a show, something, and you'll remember that.
And at this time, we done kind of just built relationship, like, mm-hmm. through, like, just being in the game, like, there's different artists. It's like, now it's like, I got a few good, real friends that I met in the industry.
So the pilot was racist?
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
What did he say? He said y'all did something, though. What was he trying to accuse y'all of?
He couldn't really figure it out.
Probably weed.
The first thing was...
ID.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a friend, he didn't have his ID on him, but he had a picture, and he had 2 credit cards. So we trying to use that. He like... No. First of all, when we pulled up to the plane, he outside the plane like this. IDs.
Mm-hmm.
I had never...
Outside the plane?
Outside the plane.
I never heard of that.
So I'm like, that's different. We ain't really give you no hard time because I got a show. So everybody show ID. He don't got an ID, but he let him like take his stuff on the plane because we like, he finna find it. So once he don't find it, my buddy don't even give him no hard time. He gonna get off the plane. Now, the flight attendant, she's like, well, we got to go ahead and get in the air. I'm like, man, we done been sitting here. I'm hungry now. I want to eat. She's like, no, who going to eat in the air? No.
Ain't y'all paying them?
And I pay for the food.
Paying a lot, too, by the way.
And this ain't $1,000 first flight.
Yeah, paying a lot.
Yeah.
Once again, but it's still just we talking about food. Ain't mm-hmm. nobody going to get disrespectful. Like, we players. We pee now.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't really trying to just really give you no hard time.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I'm like, man, I still own. Before he take off, bring the food. She come back, she like, well, we didn't get the food. We thought the food that y'all ordered, the place was closed. I'm like,
what?
No, they ain't, but whatever. Go ahead, just take it back. Man,
I mean to cut you off, I gotta know what y'all rich be eating. What you was eating?
Finger licking. I was just in Miami.
Okay.
I'm trying to get finger licking.
You know what I mean? Okay.
I'm trying to go finger licking.
All right, okay.
Now the pilot talking about, man, someone done disrespected my colleagues. I'm like, who? Man, everybody get off the plane.
What?
Man, no. Felt like Rosa Parks. No. Stayed on there till the police came. They couldn't really even get us off the plane because he didn't have a real reason. We like, well, what he said? Well, he said, I don't know. Talk to her. We like, now I'm like, man, who disrespects you? She like, I don't want to talk about it. I just don't want to talk about it.
What?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about nothing. Well, let me talk about the $40,000 for the plane. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about me.
Right, yeah.
Let's talk about, you know what I'm saying? Repay me back and we could try it again another time. No money. No. That don't work. We ain't even lift off we ain't took off yet. Do not take that money. Had to just, like, really raise and give them a problem, but they end up giving us the money back.
Then you had to get another jet, another pilot.
Right.
To get you here on time.
Right. But when we was waiting, because the dude kept saying, all right, y'all ain't going to get off. two more minutes. I'm like, two more minutes. He tell me, well, two more minutes. I'm like, well, two more minutes. You say something that I ain't gonna say. Like, we waiting. But right there while we waiting, we called the other manager's like, man, y'all look for another plane, go to a different broker.
So do y'all complain to customer service? Is there a customer service for these things?
It's like you go to a broker. Yeah, okay. So you complain to the broker because, right. You know, we don't, every time you don't know, like, who on the plane or who the pilot going to be. So it's like when you went through it and that company, Paradise, mm-hmm. whatever, like, they just wasn't a good company. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So they get one star Uber rating, basically.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Did it make you want to say, you know what? I want to buy my own plane, so I ain't got to deal with this no more.
Most definitely. Even Snoop Dogg reached out to Thug and was like, "Nephew, come holler at me. I got another way. You need to go ahead and buy your plane, but we can work it out. Just go a different route with different brokers, and just lock in with like certain pilots, you know."
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. As many times as I fly both private and commercial, you don't really see too many black pilots. The other day I was on a Delta flight and there was a black pilot. I doubled back. I spoke to him for a second because you don't ever see that.
Or women. Right. I don't think I've ever seen a black woman.
I've never
pilot.
Seen a black right. woman, I don't think, being right. a pilot.
Right. I've never seen a black pilot either, I don't think.
All right, we have more with Gunna. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. We're still kicking it with Gunna. Yee.
Do you have any misses in your head when it comes to fashion? You know how sometimes you experiment and try something and you like, maybe that wasn't it.
Most definitely.
What about the outfit that Rihanna wore Halloween?
That was a hit.
That was classic.
Rihanna dressed up like you for Halloween, so it had to be a hit, right?
Hello. This Riri.
What was your reaction when you seen that?
I was like, oh my God. I was like, I can't believe it. Like this, I don't even know Riri, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Never met her or nothing?
Never met her in my life.
Wow.
But I inspired her somehow. I don't, you know. Mm-hmm. But it felt good. She went viral. I went viral. My whole family called me like, yo, you know Riri? I'm like, nah, I don't know her yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How much did the show price go up? I know you put a couple more.
Extra 55, extra 65. I told her, you ain't put out no song or nothing. You ain't see Riri just like me.
That's right.
Crazy, man. Now, the stocks went up.
I was going to ask, does numbers matter to you or more of your fan base? Because your album's out right now, and I know you were in a fight with The Weeknd. So does that matter if you get a number one album or the fact that your album is just doing amazing?
It don't matter, but it do matter. What I mean is, it doesn't matter because...
I think you were 2,000 records away from each other from, you know...
Right, it's close.
Yeah, close.
But my thing is, like, my point got across. So that's what really mattered to me. Like, when you drop and you get the culture to just push P and everybody, like, standing on P. Yeah, I did it. That what did it. And... my album sold more than my last. That's what matters to me.
You know, let's talk about that record, I Don't Want to Die Alone. I mean, the title is self-explanatory, but what or who inspired that record?
I had to been just kind of to myself when I made that song. It's a self-explanatory song, like, I don't want to die alone. I really want to be with someone before it's all over, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like the thing I'm pushing just on that song.
You want to get married? You want to have a family? That's P.
Are you ready though?
I'm becoming ready. I'm growing into being ready.
Mm-hmm. You think you could be with just one woman for the rest of your life?
I can, just not right just now, not today, not this moment, right now.
But that's honest.
That's honest.
Right. And that's being honest is being P. If you tell the girl the truth,
right,
and she accepts it, that's right. real.
And people think you and Chloe Bailey are dating, but then some people say you're cousins.
See, definitely not my cousin.
It depends on what side of the family.
Charlamagne and Chloe say they cousins.
We cousins on her daddy's side.
We ain't cousins. We ain't cousins. You know what I'm saying? We're really close friends. You know what I'm saying? We just
got a hit song together.
I plan on us performing this song. We're crazy.
That's one you can't play with though. That's when you got a wife and marry and
right.
have a family. That's a
that's one you got going. Be honest with. Like,
that's right.
I ain't finna play with you, cuz. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to play with me. I'm just saying. I said.
You just said she wasn't your cousin.
He said, cuz.
But did you know her before you did the shout out for the MTV Video Music Awards, or was that how you initially got her on the track? How did that happen?
Man, you blushing, man. You blushing.
Stop it.
It's a tongue for me. That's what he said. It's a tongue for me.
Right, it was a tongue for me. It really was. But no, I didn't know her. Mm-hmm. It then. And I wasn't, I would, Okay, I was kind of shooting my shot a little bit. It was a shot.
Keep it pee.
I mean, it must have worked. That's like we saw like the game. It was a game, right? It was a game together or something?
It was a game. It's a common game. You know, you like the game, right?
Yeah.
You like games.
I wanted to take her somewhere, you know, cool. You know what I mean? Not just out to the studio. Mm-hmm. Like, we stop at the game right fast.
And I want to ask, we'll back to the jury. What happened in the jewelry store where your security flipped somebody so crazy? I've never seen somebody flip so fast. And I think your security used one arm to do it.
Man, dude stole like 3 watches from me.
From you?
Not even from me, though. It was from my brother. I actually knew the dude. Like, that's how he was able to even get in my car and steal the watches. Like, this was like not like my real homie, but when I come to Miami, he was home. I called, remember, we pull up on me. Mm-hmm. So you was kind of like trusted a little bit. Man, he done got him a car with the driver. The driver called me like, yo, can I take this guy to the store? I'm like, yeah, take him to the store. He good. Man, he done went to the store, came back, took the watches and left.
Whoa.
Next morning, we find out the watches gone. I get a call maybe like 2-3 hours later, like maybe about 11 in the morning, like, hey, yo, the dude from last night just seen me. He done started running when he seen him. I ain't want to even say who it was. So I'm like, bro, just drop your pen. I don't really too tough know Miami, but let me just see what in the area. We get right down. Like he done get the watch to the jeweler.
To sell.
Jeweler got the watch. When I come, wow. By the time I get in there, hey, what the watch here? I don't got no watch.
So he saw you. He ain't try to run or nothing. He just.
He couldn't run.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when I walked in the store, though, he could have ran. It was another dough, but I had somebody at that dough.
Mm-hmm.
But and he knew him. He knew him. So he like, once he seen his face, he like,
it's over for me.
Damn, they caught me. Like,
so wait, the jeweler called you back? While the
yes.
guy
the jeweler like while they was after that slam, that's when he said, man, the jeweler got the watch.
Yeah.
Once he went on the slam, he like, the jeweler got the watch. The jeweler got it. Now the jeweler like, hey, this watch. Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
that's all I wanted.
Yeah.
Now we gone on.
I thought you said it was 3 watches though.
But he wouldn't give up the other one.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm like, just go ahead and give me this. Once he showed me this, I'm like, man, let's just go. Now I'm thinking police, everything. Like, we got something. That's how it would matter.
There's 2 parts to that, right? There's 1 part that I'm like, damn, Gunna, I wish you wasn't involved in that because you're Gunna, right?
Right.
But then the other part is like, man, you really ride for your people because I think you had on pajamas or something. And you went to go see that person on site.
Morning. Me and my brother had left that morning. He had got on the plane. So he was really like, man, I really don't want to leave. I'm like, bro, just leave. I don't like your energy. I feel like you might do something.
Smart.
You know what I'm saying? Because he ain't going to. Like, he ain't thinking like that. So he ain't going to. He just ready to go all the way out. So, absolutely. Like, whatever you say, like, security or whatever, but this man done been with me 4-5 years. This really my dog.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
This really my brother, too. You see what I'm saying? So,
absolutely. So
we'll get the business handled just me and him.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him just go ahead on. I'm like, man, we'll just don't think about it. We'll get the watch back. But I was kind of still half sleep too.
So those were pajamas you had on?
For sure.
I know.
Morning.
Morning
pajamas.
It was clean.
Morning pajamas.
Wow. You couldn't tell? I was like, that's a
flip. Pajamas be looking like.
No, he had on the silk joint.
I know it was silk. Yeah.
I swear.
They be looking
pajamas.
Like
in my pajamas.
Every city you go to, you pack pajamas too.
Nah, I mean, I was just prepared that morning.
Man, Atlanta niggas is different, man. Yeah, yeah. Y'all fly as funny as
what's wrong with wearing pee?
Like
pajamas are pee, ye.
I know. I said, what's wrong with I like pajamas.
But it's the fact he pulled up on somebody
in pajamas.
He's like, I got to get them now.
Nah, because
if I don't go now, we're going to miss them.
I got a location. I don't even know where to even start. And we in the Diamond District. So we had to get out and...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Be on that high side, not found you.
Could you imagine Gunna walking to the Diamond District with pajamas looking for somebody?
We can now.
Yeah, we saw the video.
Yeah, we did see the video.
Of course I can imagine. Now, do you give your man a raise when that happens?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, my mama called like, hey, tell him I'm going to fix him a good old plate for that slam. Got that watch back.
Yep. All right, well, don't move. We got more with Gunna when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Gunna. Yee.
All right, Gunna, can we talk about this song, Living Wild?
Yes.
So health-wise, how are you taking care of yourself or doing anything differently now?
Drinking water.
I'm drinking water. What's in that other cup, though, Gunna?
That's number some soda.
All right, some soda.
No, but seriously, because it has to be, you know, you said in the song that you were in the hospital, kidney failures and all of that. So are you doing anything differently? Because that's serious.
Yes. I'm actually drinking more water. Mm-hmm.
I'm eating greens now. I wasn't a vegetable person, and I was supposed to work out. I started, then I stopped.
Well, you know, health is the real wealth. All the clothes, right, and the jewelry, the car, that don't mean nothing. You got to be right physically, mentally, emotionally healthy.
Right.
Why'd you stop working out?
The training burnt me out.
It's good for performances too, for your wind and everything.
That's be my workout. When I go on tour, I get trim.
And if you're going to marry Chloe, because Chloe athletic and in shape.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
How would you feel since you're not ready to settle down if she dated somebody else right now?
Oh, that wouldn't be P of her. then, you know, that wouldn't be very P of her to, you know, take my time and waste it.
But you can't expect a woman to wait on you either, though, Gunner.
Why?
I mean, not a woman like that.
I mean, not a woman like her, but...
Yeah.
Why?
Because she gonna want to have a life, too. You know what I mean?
Maybe she's like, this is what I want, and our goals aren't aligned right now.
Right. I mean, I'm for sure gonna keep it P if she moved home. You know that, but I wouldn't like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially if we supposed to be doing something, you know what I mean? And that's with any woman, you know? Mm-hmm. So
is it official between y'all, or y'all like a couple?
Nah,
he's not ready. Okay.
You know, I want you to do, Gunn, I want you to really think about the people you around that make your energy go up and the people that you around that make your energy go down. Because every time you talk about Chloe, you get the smiling and feet get the shuffling. That's good, man.
You got too much with him.
Now, what is MOP? Break that down. What's MOP?
Oh, gosh.
So MOP, the acronym for MOP is mouth on penis. Okay. If you mop and you dry it out, like it never really dry. Mm-hmm. It never ever is just all the way dry. Mm-hmm. I don't care how many times you rain, it's never. And that's how her mouth feels. It's like a mop. Like it never get dry. I don't care how many, you know what I'm saying? And that's where it came from, a mop. Like, oh, baby, you like a mop.
I'm thinking it was when you bust on her face and then her face is all wet like a mop. I don't know.
Nah, she look like a cow then when we do that. That's a cow. You know, we made her cow then. Well, she just mopping it, it you like a mop, baby. You don't dry.
The record with Drake, they said that it's still coming. They said it's done, but clearance problems.
Man, that song finna drop today.
Today.
I'm putting that song out. It should be out already.
Really?
So it was clearance problems initially.
Yes, it was the samples. It was a
Donna Summer.
Summer sample, and God bless the dead, she passed. So I didn't know, you know, we didn't know. We just was, Metro, he made the beat. And we tried to reach out to the states and just they wasn't getting back with it, you know. And then when they actually heard the song, they like, I don't know about that, you know, so.
Why, because of the content?
Right.
What's it about?
It's Pussy Power, but she's moaning.
And that record about to drop today, but man, Drake about to keep somebody from Toronto from getting number one. Is that record gonna scream so crazy?
Right.
that's the play.
Did they have to replay the sample, or were you able to clear it?
Nah, I had to get another girl to do it. Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to the grocery store, man, because I don't feel like people talk about that enough. You partnered with Gooda to open this grocery store in Atlanta to give out free groceries to people. How's that going? How's that project going?
It's going good. It feeds up to 175 kids weekly.
Damn. Do you got to restock out of pocket?
Yes.
Okay.
But like Foot Locker, they did like kind of not like a deal, but like it's like a sponsor where like if I ever just hit them like, yo, I want to do some, I need some more shoes for the school, they gonna do it.
And it's just free for everybody.
Our kids.
Man, that's P.
And think about
that's the flyest shit I've seen a rapper do in a long time.
And think about all your people that have clothes that they might have wore once and never wear again that they could even donate.
Right.
Or never wore at all, got for free.
That too. The merch, like when he come out the tour, like I'm like, bro, what I said, let me get that. He give me all that, put it all in the store.
Now, also Freddie Gibbs, we seen a post that you put and you said something about Freddie Gibbs. It seemed like it came out the blue. For most, they thought it came out the blue.
It did. It came out of blue. I was rapping, and his name came up, and I had to let him know before it came out because I ain't really on no sucker time. Like I'm really like trying to address everything and every situation before anything, you know what I'm saying, happen. So you just already know, like, I knew where he stood at before anything. Off top, he a man. He gonna let you know, like, I got a problem with you, or if I don't got no problem with you. That's what it was like. You said what you said, and I said what I said.
Yeah, well, explain to me why they even be on your head so much about that whole thing. Because everybody tried to make it seem like you was doing, like you was talking to authorities. I didn't take it like that.
They don't know, so you know, if like everybody ain't like me, if I ain't gonna speak on something I don't know. Mm-hmm. If I don't know really what happened, I ain't gonna really speak on it. Mm-hmm. Some people just speak on it like, oh, he was on Crime Stoppers when. I don't even know where Crime Stoppers stole it. Mm-hmm. I ain't never sent nobody to jail. I ain't never even talked to a cop on no camera. But you know, if it get put in your eyes like that, mm-hmm. then you take it from that. But that wasn't the case. And he definitely don't know the case. You feel me? Because he ain't from where I'm from. Mm-hmm. So I know that. You can't tell me you know. You don't know. Mm-hmm. I had to just let him know, like, hey, bro, I don't f*** with you. Because he tried to do a song with me through my manager. And it's like, huh?
Oh, he tried to do a song after he made those comments about you?
Right.
Oh, wow.
So he made the comments a long time ago.
Long time ago. Mm-hmm. Maybe years ago.
Years ago.
He thought I forgot.
You must be a Virgo, man. That stayed on your mind. Like, all right, I'm going to
no, he's a Gemini.
Oh, I'm a Gemini. My manager, Virgo. Mm-hmm. If I got a problem with you and from 5 years ago, it don't change. It could be 10 years later. I'm going to get you.
Now, I saw you and Young Thug also paid bail for 30 low-level inmates. And so that was an amazing thing that you did. So mm-hmm. what are some more things that are on your heart that you want to do? Because I see the give backs that you're doing for your community.
I want to do something for the families that just had an incident here.
Bronx?
Yes.
To reach out to Fat Joe.
Yeah, Fat exactly. Joe. I donated to Fat Joe yesterday.
And Fat Joe, he's been out there. He's
him,
from the Bronx.
Him and the mayor. Him and mayor Eric Adams got
out there every
year. Yep.
Yeah, because I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, but I know I wanted to do something. And that's how I be going about things. Because mm-hmm. that's how I even came up with the store. I was out of town when they went back to school, but I knew I wanted to do something for back to school. Mm-hmm. So, like, got with Gooder, and they kind of just made it look official. Like, Jasmine, she just a goat with it. Like, she made sure it's straight. Like, it's going to be in order. Everybody going to get something, and it ain't going to be chaos. Like, right.
Tell Jasmine, hit me. I want to do that. And connect Gunner with Joe, man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
If every celebrity gave back to the school that they went to and, you know, did something like that.
I would love to do that. I want to connect with Gooder. I want to do exactly that grocery store thing. That's the flyest idea, man. That's you did, I want to do that in my hometown. That's fly. Mm-hmm. I'll do it in Newark somewhere.
They do my Christmas give backs, man. I had my fourth annual this year just passed. Man, whole line down Old National, but in order, though.
My last question, other than making money, what makes Gunna happy nowadays? Like, genuinely happy.
She said, other than money, other than Chloe.
Other than shot.
That made him happy again.
See that?
I had to drink some water. Parched.
So other than money, what makes Gunna happy?
I like sitting on my mama's couch and just hearing them, like, just joke and laugh mm-hmm. all day. Like, my brothers, them laughing, they just be tanning. We just laughing just about to, like, my little nephews and little cousins, like, them the times where you, like, when I come home, they be wanting to just know how I'm able to just be still, just sane, just living this life because they don't know exactly how it is.
Yeah.
Because they don't care. It's my family. They don't care to get in the car with me to ride mm-hmm. anywhere and see what type of car it is. Ooh, they ready to see me. So them be like the times that I really, like, cherish and have fun with. So, like, when you come back to that and you get Christmas and Thanksgiving, and you, like, oh, I'm with family, like.
There you go.
This family.
Right.
Well, the album is out right now. Yeah. Make sure you get it. Let's play the joint off the album. What you want to hear off the album?
And it's meant for you to get into fashion. Because you got to fit your name. Your real name sounds like a designer already.
My real name is my clothing brand, too.
Sergio Giovanni.
Giovanni.
It sounds like, like some like Sergio house. Giovanni.
That's most definitely the clothing brand.
Oh, so you got a clothing line coming?
It's Sergio Giovanni.
Wow. Okay.
I promise I already got it. I've been working on pieces. I'm coming like mink socks, suede t-shirts. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to get all to them, but I'm coming. I'm coming. Trim.
Well, what you want to hear now? Let's get into a joint.
Let's go with that Why Me Baby. It's not Why Me Baby. It's called Living Wild. Mm-hmm.
Living Wild. All right. It's Gunna.
Go grab that album.
And it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
No, every day we living life up and down, this shit going through changes in me. You know what I'm saying?
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Cardi B was on the stand yesterday, and she told a federal jury that she felt extremely suicidal. That's all following allegations that she had herpes that was leveled against her by a YouTuber named Tasha K. Cardi B took to the witness stand. It's the fourth day of her suit against Tasha K. And she said, because of Tasha K spreading this misinformation and unsubstantiated claims about her, she actually felt suicidal, helpless. She said only an evil person could do that. And she said that she felt defeated and depressed, and I didn't want to sleep with my husband. At one point, she said the rumors made her feel as though she didn't deserve my kid. And she said that she went to therapy due to the toll that the videos took on her. During her testimony, she also denied that she had any STDs, but she said she read comments referencing the allegations after she posted a picture of her kissing Culture, her daughter. So people were leaving comments like, oh, you have herpes, you're going to give your daughter herpes. So that trial is still going on and will adjourn on Tuesday, January 18th. That's terrible that you could make up things about a person and do YouTube videos about them. And you can imagine how that feels when people are actually believing because they think this person is an authority and has substantiated claims to find out that they were just making things up for views.
But I think that needs to happen. I think people need to get arrested for making up lies. I think people need to get arrested for doing that to people because people just do it and they get away with it. They laugh it off, but it affects people's lives. It affects people's mental. So
me and sued, right?
And sued, yeah. Absolutely sued too.
Yeah, she accused Cardi of being a prostitute and cheating on her husband. Tasha K did try to file a $3 million countersuit, but that got dismissed last year after a judge said there was no evidence that Cardi B told her fans to harass her. So that is ongoing and we'll keep it updated.
And it's just impossible to constantly, you know, hear these things about yourself and for it not to impact you. And you know, we live in an era where nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. Just know that those lies are at other people's expense. That entertainment is at other people's expense. Just know that.
And imagine you had a baby. Who knows what she's dealing with her hormones after that. And then you have to deal with people attacking you when you post a picture of your child, an innocent baby, and people are saying nasty things to you and you're in a marriage. And now it's affecting how you feel at home. It's affecting how you feel about yourself. And the more you try to deny something that's not true, the more people believe it is true. So you're like, do I just not say anything? Do I have to address this? So I can't imagine how she must have felt. So looks like it's going to go her way in court. Now, Tupac Shakur's sister has sued the longtime executor of the late rapper's estate. She accused him of embezzling millions of dollars. So, I don't want to mess her name up. Sexua Set Shakur, who's the sister and the daughter of Shakur's mother, Afeni, and the Tupac Shakur Foundation, accused Tom Wally, who's been the executor of the estate, of taking $5.5 million over the past 5 years. And that is, you know, money that he has effectively, she says, embezzled for his own benefit, well in excess of what would be reasonably necessary to retain a properly qualified third party to perform such services. So now she is suing. And I hear our good friend Londell is going to be the lawyer on that case.
Londell McMillan. All right,
In other news, Logan Paul has confirmed that the $3.5 million box of Pokemon cards that he purchased are fake. He posted, I lost $3.5 million on fake Pokemon cards. Can you imagine?
No, so, I can't. Goodness gracious.
He traveled to Chicago to verify his purchase with the baseball card exchange. A previous owner of the set claimed that they verified the legitimacy of the set before, but he went to authenticate it himself in person. And according to the findings, once opened, they discovered the Pokemon card boxes were filled with G.I. Joe collectible cards.
He got to find that guy back now. He got to get that guy. I'm sure he got that guy's information that sold it to him. I don't know if the guy got the money, but nah, you got to give me my money back. Nah, B.
All right. And Fabio Foreign was on an episode of Dirty Street Confessions, and he said that he once had sex with his sister's sister while they were all in the same room.
My sister, she'd been left the house, right? She came back, she spent the night in my house. Well, her sister, from her father's side, she went to I was a kid, I was like in high school.
Sister on your father's side?
My sister's sister, she wasn't related to me.
Your sister's sister on your father's side?
But let me tell you why it was the worst, right? Because my sister was in the room, and it was nighttime, it was all sleep, like sleepover thing, and I had to go viral on her, and I just felt like I shouldn't have did it.
Yeeks.
Wow. But they're not related to each other because it was by blood. It was his sister's sister, just FYI.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Like, the headline makes it sound crazier than what it is. Like, they're not related.
No.
Right? Mm-mm. Am I tripping?
Yeah, that's what the headline says. It says, that's not even, that, says he went to have sex with his sister's sister. She wasn't related to me.
But, and that's not, I promise you, it doesn't process in people's minds like that. People don't comprehend it like that. In their mind, they think, is that his sister? Is that his half-sister? Like, what is it? It's nothing, right? Or am I tripping?
No, they're not. It's his sister's sister.
Are they not related at all?
Not by blood.
Not by blood, no.
All right, well, that is your...
Why is that even a headline?
A little Freaky Friday story.
That was definitely a Freaky Friday story. Hey, also, too, with that case with Cardi B, everybody needs to watch that case because it's going to impact how I feel, you know, YouTubers need to move going forward and how people move with YouTubers going forward. Because I'm all about the lawsuit. I'm all about suing someone. I'm all about sending the cease and desist if folks are saying things that aren't true. And for the YouTubers, I wonder, is it worth it financially? Are you making that much money off YouTube that you can afford to fight these lawsuits, that you can afford to lose money if you lose the case? These are questions you're going to have to ask yourself before you get on YouTube and start talking. So everybody needs to watch this case because it's going to impact how people move forward with YouTubers and such.
And no, to answer your question, they're not going to make that much money off of that story. But yeah, sometimes I think they need to get sued. You throw out a fake story, sue. I've done it a couple times. But anyway, Charlamagne, who are you giving your donkey to?
I love it. Donkey of the Day may or may not go to a school in Mississippi. I want to open up the phone lines and I want to go to Breakfast Club Court because I want to know what y'all think about South Avon Middle School in Mississippi and their Spanx program. You heard me right. Spanx. Their Spanx program. We'll talk Spanx? For after the hour.
All right. We'll get to it next. It's the Breakfast Spanx. Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Naomi McDuffie is a girl who knows exactly where she's going in life, but she's about to find out that nothing is what it seems. Tuesday on The CW from Ava DuVernay comes the can't-miss new series, Naomi. Don't believe everything you think and don't miss Naomi. Tuesday, 9, 8 Central, only on The CW.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed blessing.
So like a donkey. Hee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Well, Donkey of the Day for Friday, January 14th, may or may not go to counselors at South Avon Middle School in the M.I., crooked letter I, humpback I. That's right, Mississippi. Drop on the clues bombs for everyone in the SIP, okay? Now, the reason I say it may or may not go to South Avon Middle School is because I think the school was trying to help. I believe they had good intentions, poor execution, but I'm going to let you all decide in Breakfast Club court this morning. What are these counselors at South Avon Middle School going to Breakfast Club court for? Well, let's go to, hold on, let me tell you the news report. Let's go to Action 5 News for the report, please.
I really felt that this letter really missed the mark in so many ways.
Ashley Hoyne has two children at South Haven Middle School. Tuesday, her eighth grade daughter came home with a parent permission form about a new program. School counselors introduce a program to address the stress and negative effects young girls suffer from trying to live up to an ideal body shape. They offer resources for students like literature, health products, even shapewear.
There are girls who have need for maybe bras or some other essential, you know, things that maybe for whatever reason they don't have access to. And I absolutely love the fact that the school felt like maybe they could help with that, but shapewear should never have been in the conversation.
The DeSoto County School District says South Haven Middle has pulled the plug on that program, saying in part, while school officials have provided insight into their positive intentions, the district also understands how this type of information causes serious concern from parents.
Counselors at South Haven Middle School sent out a letter with information about body image. You heard what they said. Let me read you the headline of the letter. The headline was, "Why do girls suffer from body image?" And the last line to me pretty much sums it all up. It says, "We, the counselors of South Haven Middle School, would like to have an opportunity to offer some healthy literature to your daughters on maintaining a positive body image. We are also providing girls with shapewear, bras, and other health products if applicable." Then you as a parent, you had to check yes if you wanted your daughter to receive the healthy literature, shapewear, bras, and other products given by the counselors. Then they even had the sizes. They had the sizes for top and bottom of the shapewear. It went from small to triple X, and you had to fill in the bra sizes. Or you could check no. Okay, and it said, "My daughter may not receive the healthy literature, shapewear, bras, and other products given by the counselors of South Haven Middle School. As a father of four, I would have consulted with my wife, and I definitely probably would have checked no." Okay, letting you know right now, by the way, I'm going to listen to the jury, but I'm all ready to say they're guilty. Whatever they said these people did, these counselors did, they did it. I want schools to have counselors who are involved. I applaud them for attempting to be involved, okay? I think that social and emotional learning should be in schools from K to 12 as required curriculum. We definitely need to increase mental health literacy in schools. But to me, what South Haven Middle School attempted to do fell way short of that. Okay, first of all, how about send out a letter telling your little bullying-ass kid to stop shaming my kid for how they are shaped or how they are built? All right, let them know it's going to be consequences and repercussions if they can't leave other people cheering alone, all right, about their bodies. How about that? Then how about instead of offering healthy literature, whatever that means, you offer healthier food options at school? These kids may not have the resources or information on how to eat healthy at home. We all know food deserts are real, especially in certain communities, especially poor ones, black ones. So at least offer them the information and options at school so at least one time out the day they get a healthy meal.
Trying to sway the jury, sir.
Okay. I just got a couple more points. How about give these kids more extracurricular physical activities to do outside of school? Help them get in shape. Help them lose weight. Don't send out a letter saying most girls in the U.S. Feel pressured to measure up to unrealistic beauty ideals, and then give them something that gives them an unrealistic appearance, like a Spanx. By the way, I know nothing about Spanx. I have no problem with them, but in this situation, it just seems like a temporary solution for what could be a more permanent problem.
Doug Thickums,
you think I'm swaying the jury?
You're swaying the jury, Doug Thickums.
So I shouldn't talk about, they sent out a letter, to these kids who were already getting teased and shamed, and now that people know they got this letter, you're adding to whatever people may already feel about their oddies. Okay, I'll hush.
But 800-585-1051.
I just want to tell people that if I may have swayed the jury, I may have swayed the jury a little bit, but I do want to hear your thoughts. That's all.
Oh, my goodness. You swayed the jury, Thug Thickums. All right, but 800.
I don't think I swayed. I may have swayed the jury. I was just laying the facts out there. That's all.
So lay the facts on the other side.
And a judge talks about how he feels about a situation. Even before, he gets the verdict from the jury. I'm just telling you how I feel about the situation.
I gotta sway it back the other way. So maybe there's a kid out there that is a little overweight and says, you know what? Maybe those Spanx will help me out a little bit until I get out of that food desert, until I'm able to lose that weight, until I'm able to fix whatever it is that I need to be fixed so kids won't be making fun of me. So maybe they're trying to help.
Spanx aren't going to make you lose weight. It's shapewear. It's just going to make you
look like you lose weight.
It gives you the unrealistic experience.
All right.
Yes.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. This guy swayed the jury, so you might as well give him donkey.
Also, I don't like how as a father of four daughters, I don't like how women were targeted in this. Okay, I understand girls are more likely than boys to have a negative body image, but it's a lot of men out there shaped like turnips too. Okay, some men have bra sizes and they're not supposed to. And yes, there is Spanx available to men as well, but my point is stop.
800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. You think the school was right for doing it, for trying to help the students out? Or do you think they went too far? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We are in Breakfast Club court right now. Now, Charlamagne might have, I think he kind of gave him donkey today, but break down what happened, Charlamagne.
There's a school in Mississippi called South Haven Middle School, and I think they had good intentions. They were trying to help young girls in their school deal with body image. So they sent out a letter, and the letter headline was, "Why Do Girls Suffer from Body Image?" And basically, they offered parents the opportunity to receive healthy literature, shapewear, and bras, and other products given by the counselors of South Haven Middle School as a way to help women have a healthier body image.
All right. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Should they get donkey of the day for doing it, or are they just trying to help the students? Now, let's start with you, Yee. What do you think, Yee?
Well, I can appreciate, like the parents were saying, they thought they were trying to help, but that is definitely not the way to go about it. More than half of young girls have a negative body image, and by the time you get older, between 75 and 90% of women struggle with that. So you don't want to implement that in kids' brains when they're young. You do want to implement treating each other well and with respect, and also being healthier and being active. And those are the things that they should be pushing for confidence instead of shapewear to mask a problem.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I got four daughters, and no, I don't want my daughters wearing Spanx, Skims, or whatever else they call those things. I want to give my daughter positive affirmations every day that says that everybody's not built the same. And there's no perfect person. And if any one of my kids are...
We're all different. Respect it.
Absolutely. And if one of my kids are overweight or something or whatever it may be, I'd rather, like you said, talk about eating better, talking about working out, talking about other alternatives. But just don't put my daughter in a Skims to make her look like everybody else's body out there. No, I don't want that. Don't do that to my daughter. Get those little bully-ass bad kids that's out there that's making fun of my kids or making fun of those kids. Put them kids in a detention office. Make them kids do 100 push-ups every day. Get them little bullying-ass bad kids and then talk to their parents, too. Sorry.
Yeah, the only reason you should give a young girl a spank is if you are grooming her to be a police officer in the future. Okay, I know when you hug a woman with a spank on, it feels like body armor, but it's not. Okay, I promise you she's not an undercover police officer. She's just wearing a spank.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Gwen.
Hey, where you calling from?
Brooklyn.
All right, what are your thoughts?
Okay, so my thoughts. Hi, everyone from the Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
Peace, Gwen.
I know DJ Envy said that Charlamagne was swaying the jury. Kind of agree with that. But I'm kind of working at work. Sorry if I'm out of breath.
No problem.
But I agree. I don't think there's anything wrong with the counselor. I feel like they were trying to help the students. Mm-hmm. They didn't say it was a particular size that they were giving the students. They didn't say it was for big girls. So even slim girls were slinks.
Oh, no, they did. They did. I said that. Like, no, Gwen, they did. In the letter, the sizes went from small to triple X. You had to pick the size.
Okay, but from small, a spanks in a small.
The triple X.
It's like the extra small. Okay, but like a for example, a size in a small and a spanks is pretty. It's like an extra small because you pretty much have to buy it a size smaller so it can fit snug. So I don't think they were trying to shame them. I mean, I believe that. I don't think there was anything wrong with that, especially where the certain okay. things that you wear, like in reality as a female, certain things that we wear, whether it's our stomachs or our buttocks. It doesn't look right. You know, prom season will be coming up soon. So those things will kind of come into play. Like, it will be useful. So I don't think there's
anything
wrong.
Well, these are middle schoolers, okay. though. And I think we can agree, spanks aren't the most comfortable things to wear all day.
Stop swaying the jewelry. That's her. She.
No, but, like, I didn't know it was middle school. I'm thinking, like, high school.
But middle school has dances, too. They got the middle school dances, too, with a young lady.
Yeah, she's a teenager.
Up.
The kid.
Yeah, they do.
The woman, Ashley Hahn, who wrote a letter, her daughter was a teenager, so I would say she's probably 13 in eighth grade.
Yeah,
if I had to guess.
They still have the young dances. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Janae,
what's your thought?
I think this school deserves Donkey of the Day.
Why?
I'm slim. My daughter is slim, but I just hate for kids to feel less than. Like, they get bullied at school in different ways. Like, nobody wants that thrown in their face, you know? People are shaped different sizes. Like, people have all different sizes and shapes. Like, they should be accepted for who they are. And as children, no.
Okay.
I agree with Solomon. It starts at home. Like, you know, healthy living, healthy environment. And if they don't have those resources, I do think that's what should be preached in school.
All right. Well, thank you, Mama.
Absolutely.
All right. 800-585-1051. Should this school in Mississippi get Donkey of the Day? Charlamagne tried to sway the jury,
South
but it doesn't
Haven.
Matter. Because right now it's 50-50. The phone line's about 50-50. So we're taking your calls. 800-585-1051. Don't let Doug Dickums sway you. Give your own opinion. We'll take your calls when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Right now, we're in Breakfast Club court. Now, Charlamagne, he was going to give Donkey to the school. He thought about it. He maybe didn't. He was about to, but changed his mind. Break it down, Charlamagne.
South Haven Middle School in Mississippi. It's not that I changed my mind. It's just that when I read the story, I felt like this school did have good intentions. I wasn't sure about the execution. They're trying to help girls deal with their body image. So they sent out a letter, and the headline is, "Why Do Girls Suffer from Body Image?" And they gave parents the option of checking yes or no. If you check yes, then your daughter would receive healthy literature, shapewear, bras, and other products given by the counselors at the middle school. I like the intention, but I think that we should be going after the kids who are shaming, you know, these other kids to begin with. That's the first letter that should go out, that there'll be consequences and repercussions if you shame people for their bodies. And then I think the school should offer, you know, more healthier options. I don't know what healthy literature means, but I think that they should have extracurricular courses that offer more physical activity, you know, exercise and things of that nature. And they should offer more healthier food options, you know, at the school. That's what I would have done if I was trying to create some initiative, you know, for kids that may not be in the best of shape.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. Oh, Breakfast Club, good morning. Much love, good morning. Lou from Walterboro, South Carolina.
Lou.
What up, Lou? What's your opinion?
You said Spartanburg or Orangeburg?
I said Walterboro.
Oh, Walterboro, the 843. What's happening? You sound like you just took your spank off. That's right.
I do wear them. You guys, I don't think they should get Donkey today. It was a poor execution, but there are grandparents, single fathers, and trifling mothers who are raising beautiful princesses who don't have access to certain things. Some things on that list there are little girls and young ladies who just don't have access to it or who are being parented by people who don't know that they need those things.
Mm. Okay. So you say no, they shouldn't get Donkey of the Day.
No, they shouldn't get Donkey of the Day. And people should stop being so offended by offers to help underprivileged people. There are people out there, I believe that there are young ladies who need access to health products and underwear. There are people who are in positions who don't know how to get those things for their children.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lou.
True.
I agree with the underwear.
True.
Regina. Regina, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're a gym teacher. You work at a school. What are your thoughts?
I personally agree with the idea of shapewear because I see daily young women come in with not the proper undergarments and how it affects them when they're participating in sports. So although shapewear in itself has a negative connotation, when you think about functionality, it does a lot to help a girl feel comfortable being, especially girls who are you know, more well-endowed. Yeah, in PE specifically, they have a lot of issues going on. So to have something to hold them in shape, hold them in spot, that's always a good thing. So I see a lot of girls with, you know, not the right bras and undergarments. So shapewear, I think, was a great option for the school to offer at least.
Mm. So you say no, like they shouldn't get Donkey of the Day.
They should not be Donkey of the Day.
Okay, all right.
Is it like a sports bra? You're saying like shapewear is like a sports bra if you're working out to hold things in?
Correct. They're different varieties now. So you have onesies, whole onesies, you have bras and shorts. I think there's a gambit, and depending on body type, one might work, you know, better versus another. So just having it as an option, I don't think is a negative thing. They had good intentions.
Okay.
Okay.
True. This is why conversations are important. Yep. This is exactly why we need to communicate more as a community. Communicate as a people. Talk to people.
So after hearing, what, 5-6 people, what are your thoughts, Charlamagne? Are you giving them Donkey or not?
Well, we had a jury of four. And out of a jury of four, we had 3 people who said no, they shouldn't get Donkey of the Day. And one person said yes. So, I mean, I got to go with the jury. I guess South Haven Middle School doesn't get Donkey of the Day. They already did cancel the program, though. So, you know, I guess because of the backlash. I, one thing I do appreciate about the letter, there was a choice. It wasn't a mandate. Correct. It wasn't like, hey, kids, you have to receive this. They asked the parents whether or not, you know, they wanted the kids to receive this, and they gave, you know, all of their reasoning, and all of their reasoning was simply because of the fact that you know, a lot of young ladies do suffer from body image. So hey man, their intention was in the right place.
All right, now we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, and you know it's Friday, so there's new music coming out today. We'll tell you what you can be listening to over the weekend.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning,
the Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club. So listen up.
Yes, and even though Gunna's album came out last week, he is still dropping songs. You know, he is neck and neck with The Weeknd when it comes to numbers. And like he said during the Breakfast Club interview, he was waiting to get clearance for this song he did with Drake. Everybody's wondering, where is the P-Power, as in Vagina Power song? Well, it's out now. Listen to this.
Take it from him and not leave him with nothing. She wanna go viral. We fuck up for hours. That put like some power. That pussy got power.
Okay.
All right. Also, Cordae's album From a Bird's Eye View is out today. I saw a lot of people talking about this album, saying he has to be one of the contenders for the best albums this year after this came out. So that's putting the bar high. It's only January. But here is Westlake High.
Up for Ox Cordae's again, throw this shit, it's a set tape. I went to Westlake High where death rates rise. And some people go on to waste the rest of their lives. I go back every now and then to check their vibes. The rest of my classmates working tech-based jobs.
That's actually my favorite song on the album. That's track number 12 on the project. I love that Westlake High record. Cordae gets busy, man. He, you know, I'm 43 years old, so I like my MCs a certain way, and he fits the mold of the way I like my rappers. He's dope. He gets busy.
All right, also, Earl Sweatshirt Sick is out today, so you guys can make sure you stream that. Jim Jones and DJ Drama, We Set the Trends. This song is called Fit Lit, Betty White featuring Dave East, Mano, and Fab.
P, the same day we lost Betty White, I brought girl. Chrissy the Porsche, and of course we named it Betty White. It's facts. Back to Chanel, eating prime on 12 every night, and if we really gotta get there, wishing we catch a jet tonight.
And they've been working on that project, that the Lobby Boy project, for a minute. So I guess these are, they recorded so many different records, but I'm excited to hear this Jim Jones and Drama tape.
All right,
yeah, I
want
to check that. I definitely want to check that out. Jim makes great music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Young Boy NBA has Colors out today as well. And here he is in a song featuring the baby. And this is called Bestie.
TTJ Wynn got some brand new hell. I know I had to find hoes mad at me, but you can't turn this bitch up without baby. Now I got him like she want to link with her bestie and turn up.
Let's go.
Want to link with her bestie and turn up. Some of them got that ass and all of them pretty.
Got the bag and all, so did it. She told me she hit me, I come to the city. I'm trying to go shopping, I'm biking a Whitney. And my cup of that purple, she feel like the Henny.
Okay.
All right, it's Friday. Y'all have a lot everybody to do creating, and a lot to listen man. To. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've been playing Chris Brown, Iffy, all morning, every hour on the hour. And here's some new Joey Badass. You know, we got to represent Brooklyn. This song is called The Revenge.
The form should prosper. R&B bitches all over my roster. Bitch, I got options. I keep a chopper right on the dresser. Next to the Oscar. Applying pressure. Somebody stop us.
Woo! Okay, it's good to hear Joey Badass back. He's been in his acting bag. He done collected an Oscar and all types of good stuff. Okay, but now he's back to the music. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's on Power Book 3. He's on the Wu-Tang series on Hulu. So he's been killing it. And he did something with the Flatbush Zombies. They did a project. But, you know, we're looking forward to some new Joey Badass. And he has been definitely super busy. So it is Friday. A lot of new music out. NLE Choppa featuring Moneybagg Yo. They have a song out, Too Hot. Earth Gang. Russ has new music out. So a lot of new music for y'all to catch up on. And that is your rumor report.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, of course, we throw back on a Friday, so let me know what you want to hear. 800-585-1051. But before we do, we've been playing this Chris Brown record all morning long. It's Iffy. It's a worldwide exclusive. We're playing it every hour on the hour. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Let's go.
It's time to wake up.
Yeah.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Angela Yee here, and my friends at the General Insurance give you quality car insurance for less. Check out their affordable rates and flexible payment options by calling 800-GENERAL or visiting thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Gunner for joining us this morning.
Yes, salute his album Gunna. Out already.
Mm-hmm. And also...
Yeah, that album, DS Forever. I know he said he was dropping the record with
Drake today.
With Drake. Did that help his streaming numbers? Do we know if he's going to have the number one album in the country yet?
I don't know if he got the number one album in the country yet. I am not sure. But shout to Gunna. Make sure you definitely pick up his album. And shout to everybody in Philly. I'm going to be in Philly tonight. And then Saturday, I'm going to be in Florida, Jacksonville, heaven. So shout to Duval. I'll see you guys on Saturday. All right. Now, you guys have a great weekend. They're saying a storm is going to hit the East Coast again.
Yeah, it's going to be snowstorm? Sunday.
Sunday to Monday.
Oh, that's amazing. The reason I say that's amazing because I like snow days. And we don't have to work on Monday. So, you know, it's a good time to like... grab a good book, you know, and snuggle up, do what you got to do to keep warm, and you know, get into some good reading. Awesome, good television.
Well, some people do have to work on Monday though, so that's I know. Just make sure you guys are prepared for it. You know, start preparing now. Don't wait till the day of to try to go get some salt, get your shovel, whatever it is that you need.
All right. Well.
100%. 100%. And listen, if you're home this weekend, you know, make sure, if you have Paramount Plus, make sure to watch the first season of my late night talk show, The God's Honest Truth, on Paramount Plus. All 12 episodes on Paramount Plus right now. So check that out.
All right. Well, leave us on a positive note.
Well, I want to give you a little life hack. You know what I mean? Something to think about during this holiday weekend. Something that may keep you mentally and emotionally healthy. You might even write a list. Normalize using words like colleague, classmate, acquaintance, old school mate, neighbor, client. Normalize using those words because not everyone is your friend.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.